head back to the small cottage behind Willow Adams's fishtail gallery, where she was staying. She pulled out a couple bills to reward the waiter's attentiveness, then slipped her purse over her shoulder and started to stand. Before she was upright, a hand pressed lightly on her shoulder, and Rose sat back down. For a second, she thought she had misjudged her sister. Jillian had shown up after all. But it wasn't Jillian. Instead, Rose looked up into the smiling face of Mary Jackson, the owner of the bar and grill. Mary leaned over and hugged Rose warmly. "I've seen you a zillion times around town since you've been back," she said. "But it seems one or both of us were always in a rush. Finally, I get to give you a belated welcome hug." Rose smiled broadly, delighted to see the woman who had been a role model for her when she was in high school. In addition to managing her bar, Mary, with her incredible Stevie Nicks voice, had turned the high school singing group into a top-notch choir. "Are you waiting for someone?" Mary asked. "You look pensive." "No, nothing. Jillian was going to meet me here. I guess something came up. Anyway, it's great to see you, Mary. Can you sit for a minute?" "Absolutely." Mary scanned the deck with an eye practiced in picking up staff needs, customers' displeasures, and spilled beer. Then she gave a quick nod to the vigilant waiter standing by, who almost instantly reappeared with a bottle of wine and glasses. "You looked more like a wine person tonight than beer," Mary said, looping a leg over the bench opposite Rose. She poured them each a glass. "This is perfect timing. The lull before the storm that comes when galleries and studios lock up and nightlife begins. I was so happy to see you sitting over here." Mary put her elbows on the table, her face open and welcoming. Her clear brown eyes met Rose's. "You and Jillian were always two of my favorite teeny boppers." She laughed at herself. "Does anyone still use that term? Anyway, it's so good to see you, Rosie. Now, fill me in on the last half dozen or so years of your life in 10 minutes before someone breaks something behind the bar." Rose laughed. "Gads, has it been that long? Well, whenever it was, we were sad when you moved out of our slice of paradise. But here's to your return for however long it might be." Mary held up her glass. Rose looked at her wine glass. She rarely drank. A lime seltzer was much more to her liking, but rather than ruin the moment, she picked it up and tapped it to Mary's, then took a sip. The warm feeling as it slid down her throat surprised and pleased her at once. Maybe it was her mood, but for whatever reason, being with Mary Jackson was warming her evening. She took a few more sips, listening as Mary filled her in on art colony talk. "Willow Adams is thrilled you'll be helping in her gallery and learning the ropes. Be careful, though. Willow knows talent when she sees it, and she may never let you go." Rose blushed, pleased with the compliments. "She's great." The tension in her shoulders began to ease. She found herself answering Mary's questions about her life at NYU and living in New York. The sadness over both her parents dying during her and her twins' college years. She was talking more than usual, answering Mary's questions, embellishing here and there. Her cheeks felt warm, and the conversation flowed like the wine as her body slipped into a warm and comfortable place. It felt good to share, even the difficult events of the past few years. But coming back to Sea Harbor for a while, she told Mary, had been one of the better decisions she'd made. "Of course it was. This will always be your home," Mary said. Rose nodded. "And a far better place to sort out the next step in our lives." The wine had definitely loosened her tongue, enough that this might be the perfect time to talk with Mary about Jillian. And the burden Elizabeth Anderson had laid on her daughter with deathbed wishes and secrets. But before any words got out, a server beckoned to the restaurant's owner that she was needed. The deck crowd was multiplying, a bartender hadn't shown up, and the DJ was having trouble with the mic. Mary sighed as she jumped up, apologizing. She left Rose with a quick hug and a promise to have a long talk with her soon. Rose watched her walk away, feeling unusually comfortable and good about herself. The wine had calmed that anxious part of her. She stared at the wine bottle, then filled her glass with the remainder and sipped it slowly,